Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name. You know, I can use that same verse in Romans 10, 8, 9, and 10, and say, when it says, if they will confess with their mouth and believe with their heart, they'll be saved. And they said, you believe God will save them every time? They say, absolutely yes. I said, you know what that word saved in the Greek is? No, most of them don't. It's sozo. And I knew Jane knew, because that's the one where she got revelation that night. That's what healed her. When she got revelation on that verse that night, and she learned that the word sozo, which means that if you will confess with your mouth and believe with your heart the Father raised Him from the dead, you will be sozo. Sozo means not only saved, but it means health, it means made whole, it means healed, and it means delivered. And it's used 120 times in 103 verses in the Greek New Testament. And I have taught on every one of those before. And that night when I told Jane over here that that's what that word meant, she said, that means that if I confess with my mouth and believe with my heart that the Father raised Jesus from the dead, I'm healed. I'm made whole. I said, yes, ma'am, that's it. She said, pray for me and it's done. And I prayed for her and it was done. Isn't that awesome? 12 years this lovely lady had been down with that heart problem and emphysema. And 3.5 hours of teaching, like I'm doing with y'all right now, she locked onto it and got healed. Now then, 1.5 years later, she's able to work in her yard. It's better, isn't it, Jane? Glory to God, is it better? Jesus will heal you only if you believe Him. Only if you know it. You can't come to Him and say, Lord, if it be your will. You got to know what His will is. And His will is definitely to heal you every time. So in Romans 10:17, my Bible says, so then faith or knowledge of the Word of God comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So how do you gain faith? You do exactly what we're doing today. You hear some old boy or girl like me that'll sit up here and tell you what Jesus said. You see what I'm saying? Isn't that awesome? 12 years this lovely lady had been down with that heart problem and emphysema. And 3.5 hours of teaching, like I'm doing with y'all right now, she locked onto it and got healed. Now then, 1.5 years later, she's able to work in her yard. It's better, isn't it, Jane? Glory to God, is it better? Jesus will heal you only if you believe Him. Only if you know it. You can't come to Him and say, Lord, if it be your will. You got to know what His will is. And His will is definitely to heal you every time. So in Romans 10:17, my Bible says, so then faith or knowledge of the Word of God comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So how do you gain faith? You do exactly what we're doing today. You hear some old boy or girl like me that'll sit up here and tell you what Jesus said. You see what I'm saying? If I tell you exactly what the Word of God says, and you see it in your own Bible, you say, hey, this guy ain't crazy. That's what my Bible says. Right? And so when you begin to learn these promises, guess what that does to your faith? Hey, I can do great things in the name of Jesus. And so when you get to where you believe God, guess what? Now then, there's another thing you need to do. And this is something that's not taught in lots of churches. But when I got this, this is what changed my life. Acts chapter 1, verse 4. We're going to go to Acts chapter 1, verse 4. And Jesus, and He says, and being assembled together with them, He commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which He said, you have heard Me speak of. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So what did Jesus tell them to do? It's 10 days till Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has not come. So He says, go and wait for the coming of the power of the Holy Spirit. And then He says in verse 8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to Me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Now you want to know why so many people in the church never goes out and witness. Because they ain't never received the Holy Spirit. Yeah, they may be saved, They may have the Holy Spirit in the foyer of their heart, but that's as far as he ever got. He's not turned loose in their body. But when you learn this, and you receive that power, and you know you've got that power, then you'll go exercise that power. And let's go on and show you a few more verses here about this. Acts 2, chapter 2, verse 1. Let's see what happened. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one place in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, as one set up each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, the Holy Spirit had never came upon the earth to stay until after Jesus went back to heaven. When Jesus went back to heaven, he sent this magnificent Holy Spirit 10 days later on the day of Pentecost, which was the third of the seven feasts of Israel. He sent him, and he came, and he's been here ever since. He does not go away. He's on this earth. Now then, in verse 37, "Now then, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and Peter said to the rest of the apostles, 'Men and brethren, what shall we do?' Verse 38, Peter said to them, 'Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.' Verse 39 says, 'For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call.'" So who is that baptism of the Holy Spirit for? It's for me. It's for all the children and everybody into the future. It's for me. I want it. I don't want to have no power. Now then, let's go on to Acts chapter 8, starting with verse 14. Acts 8:14. It says, "Now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet he had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus." Now, wait a minute. Some of the churches will tell you, "But Thurman, you get all of the Holy Spirit you can possibly get when you make Jesus your Lord and your Savior." Now, if that's true, why did he put this in the book? Good question, isn't it? If you're going to get all of the Holy Spirit you can get whenever you invite Jesus to come into your heart, if you don't pray continuously to be refilled with the power of the Holy Spirit, then for goodness sakes, if you can't get any more than what you got when you got born again, then why in the world would the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, and they sent Peter and John to him, who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them? Why in the world would he make such a statement if that was not true? They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. So when you got saved and you were born again, you were baptized in the name of Jesus, or you were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all those things, and you went away from your church, you were born again, you were saved, you tell people, "I received Jesus." But if there's been no power in your life, and you've not been conscious of demons or the power that you've got, you've missed this event. You've missed it. You've never asked for the infilling power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why so many people can't get up and magnify and praise God. That's why they don't go out and cast out demons. Because if you ain't got the power of the Holy Spirit, guess what you can't do? You can't do these things. You've got to have Him to do this. You've got to be empowered with the Holy Spirit. You don't just walk out there and start casting out demons if you don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Because if you do, you're going to get beat up on. Then it says, "They laid their hands on them and they received the Holy Spirit. And when Simon saw that through the laying on of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money, saying, 'Give me this power also, that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit.'" Now, why do you think he wanted that power? What do you think happened whenever these apostles laid their hands on these men and women and they were baptized in the Holy Spirit? What do you think began to happen? There must have been some kind of outward signs, wasn't there? Doesn't really tell us there at this point, but we'll go on to another place. Let's go flip on in Acts chapter 10 to verse 44, and let's see what happens to those people. In Acts 10:44, when Peter had the vision
over there standing on the house in Joppa. And Cornelius had had the vision of the angel tell him to go to get Peter to come and preach, had a message for him. Angels can't preach the gospel. Only men. So that's why this angel didn't do it. But he told Cornelius to send over there and get Peter. And so Peter, whenever he'd had the vision, the Lord's working on both ends. And so when Peter had seen the vision and he came back to this Cornelius' house, this Gentile's house, he came back over there and he began to preach the Word of God to these people. And in verse 44, I'll start there for the interest of time. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell upon all those who heard the Word. Now, wait a minute. What was Peter doing? He was speaking the Word. What had these people believed or anything? I mean, had they outwardly said anything? What happened to the Holy Spirit here? Had anybody laid hands on these people yet? No. Hey, we put God in a box. We don't realize He can do it any way He wants to. The minute these people believed, while Peter was still speaking these words, and if you'll read up above, you'll find what all he was teaching all these wonderful things. It says, the Holy Spirit fell on all those who heard the Word, and those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, because as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then Peter answered, can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. Now these people got the baptism of the Holy Spirit even before they were baptized, didn't they? Isn't it amazing what you can do? People said, ain't no way you can get the baptism of the Holy Spirit until after you're baptized in water. Well, that ain't what the Word of God says. See, we put God in a box, don't we, Dean? Yep. We try to put Him in a little bitty box. Hey, don't put Him in a box. Only confess and believe what the Word says. If you can't find it in this book, then don't add to it. You know, and before you start making a bunch of rash statements like I used to when I was a Bible study teacher, after 10 or 20 years, I thought I'd learned several things. And I made a few statements that I couldn't back up with the Word. But I later realized, hey, I was wrong. So now I try to not do anything if I can't confirm it in this Word. So I do that.
Stop right there on the teaching today. But we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.